Why is your friend Tom in a hospital?
His testicles twisted.
He's got twisted testicles.
Yeah.
I had some of that cereal this morning. I think that's a new cereal.
Yeah, I hear you.
Frosted twisted testicles.
I have that problem every once in a while.
They twist, but then they go back in the same shape.
Well, hopefully, that's the whole thing.
Because sometimes I get one that kind of like gets bigger than the other.
Disgusting.
Dr. Judy! Dr. Judy! Twisted testicles on the next Love Phones, Monday night at 10 on C100. We're live backstage at the big Madonna pajama party. I'm Freddie with the lovely Madonna here. First of all, these are the Z100 Madonna pajamas.
I want a pair of those. They're really cool.
Aren't these nice? Would Madonna find these pajamas sexy, or are they, like, is it not enough skin or something?
They're not sexy, but they're warm.
You said you were 99% sure you were going to tour. What would be the 1% that would make you not sure? Pregnancy. And I know you're not, because I saw you. Freddie. Well, no, that would make right. That wasn't a dumb question.
Roots in our
See, don't gang up on me because I'm talking to Madonna, Elvis. Thank you, Madonna. And I pee in the shower, too.
Excellent.
100 minutes commercial free. It's Freddie Venner. Antoinette working at a doctor's office in Astoria. Anyone in your waiting room right now?
One person in my waiting room.
Tom, calm down. Ointments are available. It's Natalie Merchant. Wonder. New York's fresh music. Z100. 100 minutes commercial free on Z100. Freddie Venner live from Woodstock 94. I tell you, people are walking around aimlessly. They're looking around for toilet paper. That's exactly what they're doing. Coming up, Green Day, going to be on stage a little bit later on this afternoon on Z100. Number one song in New York City on the con of Alanis Morissette, Hand in My Pocket, a song about dualities, a song about splitting personalities, a song about being on one side and then being on the other. In other words, in other terms, you could be smart, but you also can be Beavis.
What did I
just say? Anyway, Tripping Daisy is here. How you doing, guys? They're from
Good.
Dallas, Texas. You wrote a song called I Got a Girl who blames it on her period.
Yeah.
So here she is. Oh, yeah, Tim's a nice guy. He wrote a song about me, about my flow. Delamitri is here. Good. How you doing, guys? What's up?
It's too early. It's too early, man.
Do me this favor right now because would you give me... I bet you can do a good Scotty from Star Trek.
A good Scotty from Star Trek? She's breaking up, Captain.
There it is. I had to hear it. All right. Yes. Kiss from a Rose. That's for you, Rosie. Rosie O'Donnell, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
You know, Rosie, I really hate to ask you this, but, you know, I hope you didn't get a lot of money for these Kmart commercials because, you know, the company's in trouble. You know? And then I see you on TV, and I love the spots and everything, and I really hope that the commercials drum up business for those who stock in Kmart and for those people who work at Kmart who might be out of a job if they go bankrupt, but you know, they didn't throw a ton of cash away because they really can't afford you.
Yes, they did.
7:55 is the Z Morning Zoo welcome special guest, Bill Clark, detective and consulting producer for NYPD Blue. Hey, Bill, let me ask you something. Did you consult in that Sipowicz butt scene? I kind of hope I was
the body double in that.
Man,
everybody's blaming poor Dennis.
Oh,
and my
man.
Bubble.
I was going to say, I hope he wasn't. I don't know if I want to bring it. All right, back with Bill Clark, NYPD Blue, Z100. Hey, what's up? It's Freddie. We're live backstage with Blues Traveler John. How you guys doing?
Hey, how's it going? We're feeling real good here on V100.
Double platinum. All right, now you guys are making some
money. You know, I think
where's the money going?
It's going right up the crack of my ass.
Wait a minute. Where's this thing I saw in the USA Today? Look at this. Look at this. USA Today.
Oh, no.
Look at this. I got it right here.
Can I tell you, that article
right here. It says
came back
you
know to get us.
Your butt is not attractive to 9-year-old girls.
Well, look at it. Here, let me pull my pants down.
Is there a 9-year-old girl here?
Yes, she's hiding in the crack of my ass.